Hey guys, Will Durst here to say winter really is over. We children of the press always get excited every spring before the quadrennial when the first red nose pops out of the presidential wannabe clown car. This year, the seasonal harbinger is Ted Cruz, who announced his running for the highest office of the land at a place called Liberty University in front of an assembly where attendance was required. Mandatory attendance at Liberty University. Just say no. Sorry, that's not a freedom the inmates of Liberty University are afforded. This is the perfect metaphor for Crazy Cruz's candidateship, because Rafael Edward Cruz is the contradiction man. This Princeton and Harvard-educated dominionist loves to surf on the crest of his constituency's ignorance. He recently compared himself to Galileo, claiming to be similarly attacked for his belief that global warming doesn't exist. And it's an apt comparison, except for the fact that Galileo was a scientist refuting the teachings of the church, and Cruz is a religious man refuting the teachings of science. Other than that, spot on. The junior senator from Texas doesn't believe in climate change, evolution, or much science at all. Wouldn't be surprised to see him spearhead a movement to repeal the law of gravity. He offered up as proof that global warming is a myth because it snowed in New Hampshire this year, which is like saying there is no sin in Las Vegas because Mother Teresa once flew over it on a flight back home to India. But it isn't guaranteed smooth sailing for the chairman of the Science, Space, and Competitiveness Senate subcommittee, since Donald Trump is seriously considering running as well, and it is assumed he will demand to see the Canadian-born senator of Cuban ancestry's birth certificate. Galileo spent 10 years in prison for his beliefs. Perhaps fate plans an extending Mr. Cruz's analogy. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.